Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Flo addressed the media today. Remember, it's a short week, so no off day today. They got to get ready for Thursday. So Flo addressed the meteors today. Today's like a Wednesday, pretty much. You know, it's kind of like that's what it is, you know. And tomorrow's kind of Saturday, you know. And then Thursday will be Sunday. That kind of stuff. So Flo had to address the media. Let's go over his comments. I'm sure there'll be some injury questions, too, because some of us are worried about a specific cornerback. So let's find out with Flo. What's the latest with your Miami Dolphins as they get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Good morning, Flo. Good morning. I want to ask about Alandon Roberts. Is he out of the concussion protocol? And what part of the return rehab, what part of his concussion protocol is he in if he isn't?
He's still in the protocol. He's still, I guess, in the evaluation stage. Our medical team, Kyle Johnston, handles that. He does a great job from that standpoint. We're going to get him back as quickly as possible. But, again, we're very, look, with the concussions, we're careful with those, and we just got to be smart about it and make sure he's ready to go before we bring him back.
Barry?
Hi, Brian. Obviously, one of the first moves you made that coming here was moving McCain to safety. If the play at slot corner remains up and down, and obviously that's not by no means the biggest reason why you all have lost, but if it remains up and down, would you give any thought to moving Bobby back there because of his experience, or in your mind, is he a safety for you long-term? Want to ask you about Brandon Jones and that as well. He played some slot corner at Texas, but you all draft him as a safety. Could you look at him as an option there as well?
Well, Barry, you know, we look at all options. So Bobby's got experience in a lot of positions, corner, slot, safety. Brandon played, a few different positions in college. So we look at every option. Something that we've talked about as a staff from just a personnel standpoint, what's the best group of guys we can put out there and get field and gives us the most competitive group. So, a lot of conversations like that are had. Bobby's obviously part of a lot of those conversations because he's so versatile. And we'll continue to try to put the best group out there we can on a weekly basis.
So we're not telling you.
Steve?
Ryan, regarding the terrible injury toll around the league, especially on Sunday, how much do you think the disrupted training regimen this year might be a factor?
Yeah, I mean, that's really unfortunate with, the rash of injuries that we saw around the league. I mean, you never want that. You just don't as someone who works with these guys, on a daily basis. I know how hard they work. I know how important it is to them. I hate to see it, whether it's, obviously our team, but anyone around the league, whether we're playing them, not playing them. You just hate to see it. It's unfortunate. These guys, they work extremely hard and, to have it taken away from them, I feel for them all. Specific to the, lack of off season, I can't, I imagine all these guys worked extremely hard in the off season. I know everyone had a little different circumstances with the pandemic, but it's hard to say. It's easy to say, because they weren't on a normal regimen, this is why it happened. But, it's football and things happen on it every year. And it's just unfortunate, Steve.
Travis?
Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask you about Jacksonville rookie receiver Laviska Shenault because he's played multiple positions on offense, both in college and as a pro. And with a player like that that can play receiver and running back, multiple positions on offense, how does that impact the way you communicate and substitute your personnel package to try to best match the offensive grouping?
Yeah, Shenault, he's done a really good job. Playing multiple positions, receiver, running back. He's big, he's fast, he's explosive. Obviously, they have a lot of good players. Robinson, the running backs, a good young addition to their team. Obviously, the quarterback, good old line. So Chenault's just a one piece to what's been a good group of offensive skill players this far this year. So it'll be a big challenge for us getting him handled and the multiple things that he does. But you can't just kind of lock in on one guy because they've got several other guys who can make plays, and we've got to do a good job on all of them.
Omar?
Coach, when you got a young team that's just learning a new offense with Chan Gailey, how long do you think it takes to establish and develop an offensive identity?
I mean, as soon as possible. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. I mean, the guys work hard to try to establish a run game, establish a play action game, establish a drop back game, protect the quarterback, screen game. I mean, all those things are important. It does take time to get to know guys around you. We saw improvement from week one to week two, and hopefully that we're better 5 weeks from now than we are now. So I think that's what every team's trying to do on all three sides of the ball, and coaching as well. We're all just trying to improve and get better and just be better, get better week to week.
Often.
Hey, Coach, good morning. Gardner Minshew's been, fairly accurate in his first two games, thrown 3 touchdowns in both games as well. What are some things that you're seeing from him off the film?
Yeah, I mean, he's been accurate. He spreads the ball around, so you can't just lock in on one or two guys. The backs are getting it, the tight ends are getting it. Each of the receivers has had some production. He's got some scrambling abilities and can extend plays. He's a good quarterback, good young quarterback. You can see his leadership and command of the offense, and he's a good player.
He's crafty back there too.
Adam.
Yeah, piggyback on that question. When he was in the draft last year, what was your evaluation of him? And if he slipped around 6, are you surprised by the level of production he's had?
Well, I mean, he's coming out. He was smart, tough, competitive. Good accuracy. The guy we liked. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, he's got all the characteristics you're looking for in that position, and smart player, and obviously that's coming to fruition up there in Jacksonville.
Barry?
Brian, I was going to ask you on your 2 rookie defensive linemen, was there a jump in performance from Raekwon Davis, you think, from week 1 to week 2? And with Strobridge, is he in your thought process right now? Is he showing enough where you think he could help you if you need him?
Well, with Stro, I think this is a young, developing player. Look, we can only dress 48, so someone's got to be inactive. I don't think there's anything he's doing that would lead you to anyone to believe that he's not performing up to par. We just have some other guys at that position. Raekwon, I think he did play better in week 2 than week 1, but we need to see continuing improvement from him, really in all areas, pass rush, run defense, communication. But I did think he played better, and that's what we're looking for out of all the young guys and really everyone on the team. Let's just improve. Let's get better on a week-to-week basis and try to get better.
Adam?
Yeah, I'm sure there's not just one thing on defense that you're harping on this week, but when you look at the first 2 weeks, has there been something that's been recurring? Certainly, the run defense in week 1, the pass defense in week 2 were the issue, but has there been one thing that's really bothered you about how the team's performed?
I mean, I think there's been some opportunities for us to make plays and we haven't made them. A couple of dropped interceptions, lost edges, a couple missed tackles. So there's never just one thing. But I think we've had some opportunities. We need to take advantage of them. We try to stress how important every play is because you never know which one's going to be the one that changes momentum or makes a shift in the game. So we just need the focus and the detail and the precision on a play-to-play basis. And we just, you know, when our opportunities present themselves, we need to take advantage. I mean, that's life. You get an opportunity, you got to take advantage. You don't, you know, all it is a lost opportunity. So that's the message to the team. And that's always been my message. So we just need to learn from our mistakes, make the corrections, go back out there and try to play a tough, smart, physical game on Thursday night. And that's going to be that's our goal.
All right, we have time for two more. We'll go to Sathid.
Hey, Flo, what have you seen from guys like Josh Allen and Chazon on their defense?
Young, talented, physical, developing, fast. I think you can see a difference from Chazon week one to week two. But, you know, great effort. I mean, they play hard. They'll be good players in this league if they just continue on their trajectory that they're on. I know, I know Doug's on them, and he's on them about being professionals and doing it the right way. And if they listen up, they'll be just fine.
All right, final question for Omar.
I know a lot of us are harping on the pass rush, but does the fact that you've had to play two mobile quarterbacks impact the thought process or the play calling at all, or is this just guys not getting off blocks?
We've been talking about this the last couple of days.
I mean, it's a combination, Omar. I would say it's us not making the plays, not executing, again, our opponents making plays and executing. We've got to play better. And that's really what it boils down to. We need more pressure on the quarterback. I mean, I think every team is looking for that. We need to find ways to get more pressure on the quarterback. And that's what we've been talking about the last few days. So look, we're always trying to get better. And that's in a lot of different phases, offensively, defensively, in a kicking game. So whether it's the run game, whether it's the pass game, whether it's the pass rush, whether it's the edge, setting the edges, whether it's the screen game, we're looking to improve and make the necessary adjustments so we can be better in those areas.
Well, he was outstanding today and pretty much saying nothing and kind of keeping everything very general and very PC. And we had talked about that for the pass rush, it was a little bit of a challenge the first 2 weeks because they have, faced running quarterbacks, which don't give you the opportunity to absolutely just tee off. And I think Gardner Minshew on Thursday will give you that opportunity. The one thing that when he was describing Gardner, the one thing he left out, which I know the coach knows and everybody else knows, I don't know about all of you out there, but he's really crafty in the pocket. I've been so impressed with Gardner the first 2 years here, first year last year, and then first couple games here. He buys time in the pocket. He's really good at it. And he has a good feel for the pocket, something that our prior quarterback did not have, still doesn't have, by the way, to this day, because I've already seen it I saw it in week one for Tennessee. But this kid has a great feel for the pocket. He senses the pass rush. He knows when the pocket's crumbling. He knows how to move to either side to buy himself some time. So that will be one of the things that will be a pain in the ass to deal with Gardner Minshew, because I think he might be one of the better quarterbacks actually at buying extra time back there to make the play. Marino was a master at that. And all it was a couple of feet one way, a couple of feet that way, shuffle this way, shuffle that way, and boom, fire it off. And that's what he does. He has a way of moving in the pocket with the ball ready to go. And as he's moving, he's ready to throw at the same time. It's not like the guy that has no pocket sense that moves for a foot and then starts to search again. No. He's already moving so he can actually launch. That's kind of what it is. And that's what good quarterbacks do. And I'm not at the point yet to say that this guy's a good quarterback, but He has the capabilities of being a good quarterback. He has a lot of the instincts that you need to be a good quarterback. And who knows? He might be turning that corner after this year. We'll see, because he had a nice year last year. Now he's got to come and do it again. And I think then we can prove whether he's the guy and ready to go and be that guy.
Remember that first week, man, 19 of 20.
Yeah. No, he's crafty.
Like, you know,